Okay, we're going to have to keep this short. I wasn't going to do this story, but dang, it's funny. Christian Post, regulators pull potato chip ad that stoked outrage for mocking Eucharist. This is a hate crime. Okay, I just don't know which way to go on this. I don't know which way to go. The comments, some of them are hilarious under this. I can't really take this story seriously. There is a video. It's actually linked to this story. The Christian Post did not actually embed the video, but they did give you a link where you could go find it on YouTube. Thanks, Christian Post. So, okay. There's this ad in Italy, and it's kind of mocking the Eucharist, kind of, sort of. So this nun, she goes to get the body of Christ, you know, from the sacred cabinet, and it's empty. But in the cabinet also is a bag of potato chips. So the priest apparently had not looked at what she put in the little dish, and he gives it to a parishioner. She bites down and it crunches and it echoes throughout the cathedral. He looks down as if to just now notice, oh, wait a minute, these are delicious potato chips. Now everybody's eating the potato chips. There's a nun sitting in a catacomb. I don't know what it is. And she's chowing down on these chips. And then some Italian is spoken and the commercial is over. All right. It's pretty funny, though. Not going to lie. This Christian organization said that it was a hate crime. And regulators pulled the potato chip ad from the air. Now, I must say, this may be in poor taste, not sure, but I am all for the ad company, and I am for this ad being back on the air. Because here's the thing. I don't know whether this was made because of hate. My dog is going crazy in the other room. My dogs, I should say. I'm trying to ignore them. I can't hear myself. So whether it was induced by hate or not, we can't tell. I don't know. That doesn't seem to be the case at all. I don't know that there was any hate involved. Maybe bad taste. But I don't see any evidence of hate here. But let's just call it hate. Let's just say it was hate. That the people who made this ad made it because they're a bunch of hating haters. All right. And they're mocking religion. Let's go all out. Now, as far as I know, and granted, I don't know much of anything about Italian law. Much like in America, hate is not a crime. Right? For a thing to be a hate crime, it has to be a crime motivated by hate. But just an event motivated by hate that's not a crime is just you being a jerk in public. That's not a crime. So for this to be a hate crime, it has to be a crime. And I don't think Italy has any blasphemy laws. Another complaint was that this was blasphemy. Okay, let's give it that. It's hate and blasphemy. I shrug. So what? Part of the complaint was that it hurt, you know, millions of Catholic feelings. Okay, from a legal perspective, so what? So, big deal. So they hurt your little feelings. You know how many feelings you've hurt? In the billions. So now your feelings get hurt. Don't care from a legal perspective. I'm not speaking as a human being who cares about people. From a legal perspective, what is your case for a crime? Blasphemy? Yeah, because that's not a crime in Italy, unless someone points out where it is, in which case I guess I'm wrong about that. And they should have pulled the commercial in that case. Let me just put that in again, because I don't plan to make a follow-up show on this. If it turns out that it is a crime to mock the church or Christians or Eucharist or hurt somebody's religious feelings, then it's a crime. And they should have never made the ad. If it's not a crime, screw you. Screw you. No one gives a damn about your fragile little Christian feelings, because your fragile little Christian feelings are not hurt at all by the damage that Christians do to other people. You would just say, grow a spine, grow up. So I offer you the same advice, grow up. In neither case is it illegal. Now, I know that a few weeks back, a few months back, I did a story about some kid who did donuts on a pride flag painted on an intersection. And he got in trouble for it. And some people got upset that I made a point of that, because it was a hate crime. They said it was a hate crime. It actually was a hate crime. It was literally motivated by hate, and it was literally a crime. So you got two things going there. This might be motivated by hate. It's certainly mockery, not a crime. So I'm not entirely sure where you go with that, or what right the government has at that point for pulling an ad on the basis of it hurt those religious people's feelings. Yeah, I don't quite get that. I'm sure that some Christian will want to tell me about it. I said that I wasn't going to read any of this. Let me just read one of these comments here. Okay. One of the things in the ad, reminded by one of these comments. They were saying, like, Christianity, that's the only religion you can mock today. I mean, you can't mock Muhammad or any of these other religions, but Christianity you can still mock. Well, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a shame that you can't mock Muhammad. That's a dumb law. You know, talk to France and talk to all the Muslim countries about that. Screw Muhammad. Ali Akbar, your ass. I don't give a damn about Muhammad or the religious feelings that, people have about Muhammad. What are we doing? In a country where there's religious liberty and freedom of speech, where you can say such things without fear of reprisal. One of the things I found ironic in this story, toward the end of the article, was a person saying, look, you should be careful about, mocking Christianity, because Christianity is the foundation that gives you the freedom to do this mockery in the first place. And as you erode Christianity, you erode the basis of your freedoms, yada, 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 BS, whatever. The irony is, in a completely unself-aware way, the person was saying, we're the ones who gave you freedom to mock us, and so we're going to make you not mock us. What? that's what we're dealing with. Comment from the comments, at least the ad didn't do Eucharist with sausage mini pizzas. That really would have been in poor taste. Anchovies, maybe, but not sausage. Disagree. I think it would have been in even better taste. The next ad, I'll just read a piece of it because it's kind of long. The next comment. Yeah, the people who delude themselves into believing they are consuming divine flesh and blood from a human sacrifice are offended. enough said. Yeah, you know what to do. I know I'm going to take this one in the scrotum, but you know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account. Discuss away. Send me an email at skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. In the meantime, I'll see you in the comments. That's not how it goes. Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.